Linnell.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd came up with 5 teams that he thought he could win the Super Bowl. I saw someone else do this exercise that had 7. I came up with 6. I'm going to bounce them off of you. I'm going to see if your list looks any different.
Okay.
All right. These are teams that I would not be surprised if they won the Super Bowl this year. I'll start with the Bills. I don't think they need much of an explanation.
Yeah.
But you've got the reigning MVP quarterback in Josh Allen. They have been knocking at the door for a few years. They're ready to kick the thing down. I think they made a couple of subtle, small additions defensively that'll help them. They drafted Dane Jackson, who's going to play corner for them, getting some reviews favorably at training camp already. Tre'Davious White is back in the fold. They've got Joey Bosa coming over to play on the edge. On offense, there's some questions at receiver. They need Keon Coleman to step up. Josh Palmer comes over from the Chargers. Elijah Moore from the Browns. I think they got enough in the running game, too. James Cook's not happy, but he showed up and worked. Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. It's a good enough group. I like the Bills as a Super Bowl contender. Any issue?
No. I think that's probably a lot of people would have them on their list. I wonder what year 2 of Keon Coleman looks like. I still worry about their like number one wide receiver spot, but Josh Allen's a freak. So I'll give you that.
Team number 2. I would not be surprised if the Baltimore Ravens win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, we know about the postseason transgressions for Baltimore over the years. They just haven't been able to punch through. But they are the ultimate version of Buffalo in terms of hanging around, and just nothing to show for it because you got Mahomes the bunch of times. But really, other than DeAndre Hopkins, the former Chief, coincidentally, on offense, they haven't added anything to an offense they didn't need much. They've got Flowers and Bateman coming back. They've got Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell in the backfield. Lamar's the straw that stirs the drink. Their backup quarterback, if something happens to him, is better. Cooper Rush, who won some games with Dallas. In the defensive equation, Malachi Starks was their first-round pick.
Love that.
I think he's going to be really good. And they also brought in Jaire Alexander. It was a really, really good move. So their secondary, which was, there was an area where they could have stood to add some talent, they did. Ravens, Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I think the big thing for them this year is like, is this going to be the year Lamar gets over the hump? The way he falls off in the postseason is kind of crazy to me. I know back when they lost to KC, everyone wanted to blame the OC. But last year, I mean, you just can't turn the football over in the playoffs and expect to win.
Eagles are the third team, first in the NFC.
Yeah.
There's, again, no real additions here that are obvious. I don't think they needed them. They've got a bunch of guys they brought in that provide depth. On offense, I'm looking at Terrace Marshall at wide receiver, A.J. Dillon at running back. They drafted 2 offensive linemen that are non-starters. But it's the same group you trot back out there. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, Dallas Goedert, Grant Calcaterra, and one of the best lines in the league. Defensively, they're pretty much running it back. Now, they lost more on that side of the ball than they did on offense. They didn't add a ton, but drafting Jahad Campbell in the first round to play linebacker, bringing in a second-round pick who's going to play safety for them, and Andrew Mbuka. They also have a couple of free agents that came over from the Giants, and Adoree Jackson and Azeez Ojulari. Like, there's depth.
Yes.
I feel good about the Eagles being back in the NFC Championship game again this year.
They're my Super Bowl favorite. I think I think they have the best trenches in the NFL on both sides of the football. Jahad Campbell, if it wasn't for the injury, is probably a top 10 pick. So for them to get him, very Howie Roseman-like. So, they'd be right at the top of the list for me, too.
They lost 2 of their 4 starting D linemen. You still think they're that good on the defensive front. And I know they've got absolute man-eater in Jalen Carter, and Jordan Davis is still there, and Nolan Smith's a good player.
So Nolan Smith, his role increases. Then they drafted Ty Robinson out of Nebraska, someone that I think can really replace Milton Williams, who may probably be better than Milton Williams. So they just continue to retool up in Philadelphia, man.
All right, the Chiefs are obvious. I won't even spend a lot of time. Death, taxes, Reed Mahomes.
Yeah.
Kelsey's on his last legs.
Literally.
There's such a funny meme going around of Travis Kelce like 4 years ago and Travis Kelce now. Have you seen him?
Yes. It's been a drop-off.
Well, I haven't seen the meme. As a player.
I haven't seen the You're talking about the hair and the faces.
The meme is like, it's a complete makeover. Yes. Taylor Swift
he's a different
edition.
Person.
He just looks like a goofy. It's just funny to me. But anyway, as a football player, there's not a ton left in terms of elite impact, but I still think like you get him to the playoffs healthy, it's 6 for 65.
Yep.
Like he'll be able to route you up. So, all right, we'll put the Chiefs as number 4. Then I've got the Lions fifth. Now, the Lions, I do think, take a potential step back. I just think they've still got a lot of firepower. Not having Ben Johnson is going to be costly.
Yeah.
Having Jared Goff as your starting quarterback and still trying to win a Super Bowl is like eating fast food every day and not getting fatter. But if you can somehow find a way to mask the Goff game that might be looming and not having Ben Johnson, I mean, what else can you do to assemble a roster than what they have? Brad Holmes has run a clinic.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell can coach. If Johnny Morton's any good as an OC, then they should win 11 games and very much be in the mix in the NFC.
That's my concern. Like, switching play callers is, like, not a big deal to the casual NFL fan. It's massive to, I think, the players. You got a new voice in your ear if you're Goff. Who knows if he'll have the same tendencies. I think they take a step back because of the losses of Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Last one.
Yeah.
I got Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions. No surprises there.
Mm-hmm.
This is my little sleeper. The Rams.
They're on my list.
Matt Stafford at quarterback, Sean McVay at head coach. It's not Reed and Mahomes, but those two guys are buoys.
Yeah.
You're not going underwater with them. They go get Devontae Adams, who might be an upgrade from what Kupp was last year to go with Puka Nacua. Still have Tutu Atwell to make plays. Still have Higbee as a tight end. They drafted Terrence Ferguson at that position in the second round.
He's going to be a dude.
I think so, too. Kyren Williams, Blake Corum, and a fourth-round pick in Jerquez Hunter at running back. He should be good as well. Defensively, they brought in two free agents that will start in the front seven, including Nate Landman from Atlanta. Linebacker is very good. I think they quietly had a good offseason, and I think they're the best team in the West. So they're my sixth team of six that I could see winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with it. Really think about how close they were last year to unseating Philadelphia. Like, they were right on the cusp of meeting Washington in the NFC title game. My question with the Rams is health. Like, I don't know if I love the depth of this football team, especially up front along their offensive line. Now, they did bring in DJ Humphreys, who I think is going to end up being their swing tackle, or maybe, you know, compete with Rob Havenstein to be the right tackle. But Matthew Stafford, like, is this going to be the year that Father Time catches up with him? Because he's getting long in the tooth, but has not really had any type of drop-off in play.
You think they win the West over San Fran?
I don't get why everyone's on the San Fran train. They just gutted their roster to pay Brock, and we just think they're going to be better than what they were last year? Not.
I don't get that either. So what's your list look like compared to mine, then?
So the only team – I have two teams. First of all, I have three, five – I have eight teams.
That could win the Super Bowl without surprising you.
Yeah, so I have Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, Rams. I have my three teams that you don't have. Minnesota. If J.J. McCarthy can just be average, the supporting cast, it doesn't get much better for a first-time starter.
I love the Vikings outside of McCarthy, who I think is going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's just really hard for me to imagine that a first-year starter, effectively a rookie, who's kind of a game manager type, is going to get you to the Super Bowl. Like, because I'd be stunned if he could do that, I got to say I'd be stunned if they do it. But I get it. I think Minnesota slept on. I think they're great otherwise.
They revamped both sides of the line of scrimmage, brought in John Allen and Javon Hargrave. They brought in Ryan Kelly and then Will Freeze from Indianapolis. I have the Commanders on the list. I think Jaden Daniels takes another step forward. The defense is a big question mark with this group.
Yeah, that's why I can't go Washington.
Because of defense? Yeah.
Yes. Their defense just does not look good enough to win a title for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like next tier down. I just gave you six. They're the best of the rest. They're also receiving votes.
You're going to hate the last team that I have because I think I'm more in on this guy than anybody in the world. I think the Steelers have a legitimate shot. If Aaron Rodgers can give you – think about the last – when's the last time Pittsburgh's had average quarterback play?
It's been a while.
And they started, what, 11-1 that year? Washington obviously, you know, knocked them off their high horse. But
do you agree with me that Rodgers was not good last year? Like, people act like he was good because he had a nice touchdown interception ratio. So did Carson Wentz in Indianapolis.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers was a jag last year. He was like the 23rd best quarterback in the league. He's got to be in the top half. He's got to be in that 13-16 range for what you're talking about to happen.
I think they're going to mask him better in Pittsburgh than they did last year in New York. Like, I think it's going to be a lot of running the football. Arthur Smith wants to run off play action, quick game. Like, all the things that he does well, I think they'll do.
And they're a better defensive team.
Exactly.
And they're a better coach team. It's a great landing spot.
Like their offensive line, too. Like, it's a pretty good group.
I think they're going to be good. When you play Buffalo, Baltimore.
You got to be able to score.
Even Cincinnati in the playoffs against Burrow. To me, like, there's going to be a lot of games where they're winning 20-17.
Yeah.
I have a hard time seeing them. Like, bringing out the cannons and hanging with those teams.
I'm a Rodgers guy, though.
Shootouts.
Yeah.
He's best. For me, He's my second favorite quarter, not favorite, second best quarterback of my lifetime.
Okay. It's fair. I mean, was it three MVPs? Something crazy like that?
Four
MVPs? Like, yeah. Stuff that just hadn't been done.